Opera's most popular double bill, Cavalleria Rusticana and Pagliacci, have returned to the Met in what opera critics are calling the most memorable performances of this season. Roberto Alagna stars in both operas, and in Pagliacci, he is joined by his wife, the soprano Alexandra Kruzak. Oh, I got it right. Thank you, Alexandra. Roberto Alagna made his Met debut as Rodolfo in Puccini's La Bohème in 1996. He's performed at major opera venues and festivals around the world, including the National Opera in Paris, London's Royal Opera House, and La Scala in Milan. Polish-born Alexandra Kurzak made her Met debut in 2004 as Olympia in Offenbach's Le Comte d'Hoffmann. She made her professional opera debut at the age of 21 at the Roclaw State Opera as Susanna in Le Nozze di Figaro. Since then, she has performed on stages around the world. Cavan Pag, as the two operas are popularly known, runs until February 1st at the Met. Roberto Alagna and Alexandra Kruzak, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for invitation.
So, Cavalleria Rusticana is so beloved by opera audiences, especially at the Met, Roberto, that many of them know the entire opera by heart. How does that affect the way you approach the role?
You know, it's always difficult when you have a lot of remember of beautiful and legendary opera. Mm-hmm. But I must say, I love those opera. Maybe because I am Sicilian myself, you know, my family, and I feel something special singing this opera. I remember I sang also the double bill was in the Franco Zeffirelli production, mm-hmm. and it was so nice. In any case, it's all the time a great pleasure for me to sing those opera.
Do people react? Do you hear people reacting, emoting as you're singing? And does that?
Yeah.
How does it affect you?
You are moved because, for example, in Cavalleria, I sang first backstage. You know the Siciliana, this beautiful serenade. And when I made my entrance on stage, the people applaud, you know. And I find that very, very, very moving because maybe it's for respect for the career, maybe because they are happy to see me again. I don't know, but I'm very, very moved by that.
So, Alexandra, both Cavalleria and Pagliacci, they're considered Verismo operas. What does that mean?
You have to play with the real emotions, with the real life, the people. It's really when you can see on the stage, there are real persons. Then everything what's happening then, it's very credible. It can happen actually in your own life. I mean, the Pagliacci, the composer, was inspired by the true story as well to write the libretto. So we just don't talk in terms of musical verismo style. What does it mean? You can open Wikipedia. Everybody can can read what's going on. But I think the verismo it's the word real, and it's really you can put yourself on the stage and be in the real life, and you can imagine that could happen to you, and that's why it moves the public so much. That's why we see them in tears. Really, and the chorus members as well on the stage.
Wow!
They really got by the story. It's like a watching great movie.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think these two operas are paired together so frequently?
I don't know actually why. Maybe I'm not educated enough. Mm-hmm. I didn't study why it has happened for the first time. I think it's happened for the first time anyway in New York at the Met Opera. What I've seen once. Because maybe this is short, dramatical story in Italy, south of Italy. It's kind of these real emotions what you have on the stage. It's comparable in both operas. Maybe Roberto knows better the story.
I don't know the story, but I think it was a good idea to put both together because they are very similar in the atmosphere. The story are south of Italy, and I don't know. For a beautiful night, it's nice to have both Cav Pag. I think it's beautiful.
Well, I mean, several times, Alexander, you said, you know, it's very real, and verismo means real. But we're talking about two operas that have betrayal and jealousy.
That's life.
And, and murder.
Yeah, yeah. This is interesting because in Pagliacci, you have both characters are double. You know, Nedda, she's also Colombina. Canio is also Pagliaccio. And Tonio is also... I forgot the
Tonio.
Name. Tonio. yes, this is very, very interesting because you have to play a double life. And it's strange to have your wife, your real wife, on stage.
We have playing, the triple story, right?
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a story in the story, you know, fiction and reality together. Very, very strange.
So, so Alexandra, you play Nedda in Pagliacci, Roberto, you're Canio. And how does it feel to be in this rather murderous role with your wife?
Yeah, it's strange because she's my wife. Yeah, and
but maybe even it helps the, you know, because on the stage is the wife as well. He has to kill the wife, so I think it's like a double emotion, double feeling. And I don't think it's...
Yeah, you can understand the story, in fact, because I don't know. In any case, the chorus told me, you know, you are different when you sing with your wife, this piece. I don't know why.
Wait, different in what? In a good way?
In a good way. In a good way. Maybe you are, I don't know, you are more in the character. They told me, we can see that in your eyes, but also in the voice, in your gesture. We can feel you love your wife, you know, for real. And I don't know why.
We are often told that there is a special kind of chemistry between us. And maybe that's why we found each other on the stage and we fall in love, we build the family, we have the daughter right now. Maybe because of that you can feel really this special thing on the stage, the special energy that we are creating. It's that not that we want to create it. It's just doing by itself.
Yeah. Oh, I've got to ask then. So then, when did you meet? When did these two magnets, you know, come together on stage?
We've met in Covent Garden in 2012, singing "Elixir of Love." So the potion really did
potion.
Work. It really did work, and very, very quickly actually. Roberto asked me to marry him 2 weeks after he met me.
Roberto,
yes,
no, bravo.
Yes, but you know, I'm at my age. You can't lose time.
He said, I have no time to lose. I'm almost 50, so. And everything since then happened in our life without planning it with L'Elixir d'Amour. I will tell you some intimate secret.
Oh, yeah.
I got pregnant singing L'Elixir d'Amour. I gave birth to my daughter. I came back after singing L'Elixir d'Amour, and we got married during L'Elixir d'Amour a few years after.
It's very strange. So
what is the name of your daughter?
Malena.
Okay.
Malena, not L'Elixir of Love.
Or Amore.
Or Adina.
But Amore. Yeah.
Well, let me bring it back, Alexandra, and ask you, how does Canio killing Nedda make you feel? Since it's your real life husband.
Yes. Honestly, I don't think about it on the stage. It's really my husband because I'm so focused, I think, you know, at the person I'm playing in this time. And I really like to go deep in the character. I do play the acting. It's very important as well. But I love it. I used to say it's really beautiful to die on the stage, not in the real life, because it's the very beautiful music, very often composed for the singers, the emotions you can give, the drama you can give. So it's really beautiful moment on the stage.
The voice you just heard is Alexandra Cruzac, and she is here with her husband, Roberto Alagna. The two are performing in Cavalleria Rusticana and Pagliacci at the Metropolitan Opera. The two productions are quite different, right? Cavalleria is very minimalist, monotone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think first I have to tell we are very lucky because the cast, it's wonderful. Even in Cavalleria with Caterina Shemenchuk, she has a wonderful
yes.
voice. And also Giorgio Gagnizze, beautiful baritone. And we are very, very lucky for that. And they are different, yes, because maybe David McVicar wanted to do something very dark for Cavalleria and something light for Pagliacci, because he said this is one, it's night, and the other one, it's day. I'm not agree with that, because in Sicily, The most attractive thing in Sicily, it's the light of the sun. It's very, very bright, you know, and this is the
And you have, I'm sorry, Easter in the story. So it's full of colors in Sicily.
Yeah.
Even you see the folks costumes, it's like colors. It's like Dolce Gabbana, you know? It's colors.
That is
it's
fantastic.
Crazy. So it's not dark.
It's not dark. But in any case, you are in this manier, you are more concentrated in the singing, you know, and we try with Ekaterina and Giorgio to be very, very, very believable in the character and very, very intense. And I think it works, but it's a pity to be too dark in for me, for my taste.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, you know, you have to accept. David is a great, great director, and I worked many, many times with him. He's a very, very wonderful director, and I can accept and understand his idea.
Roberto, you are French and Sicilian, and you're mm-hmm. an expert in both French and Italian repertoire. Mm-hmm. How do you find singing in French versus Italian?
Well, it's the same for me, you know. I will tell you something. When I have to sing something in Italian, for example, Cavalieri and Pagliacci, sometimes I warm my voice in French and vice versa. For me, it's the same. I don't know why. I think maybe the particularity of my voice is because of that, because of this double culture. You know, when you are Italian, you look. Sometimes you are similar from another singer. Or if you are Spanish, you can look like another one, or Polish. But with
but
me,
you
it's
can
different.
Speak, yeah, but you can. He speak English with French accent.
Yeah.
And he's like 100% Italian blood.
Yeah. But I'm French, in fact. You know. This is. I grew up in France. I'm French. I'm more French than Italian, maybe. But sure, my blood is Sicilian, sure.
Funny.
How often do you get to sing together?
Oh, recently, very often, actually. It's happened wonderfully for us without even asking for it. It just came from the directors of the opera houses. So we sang together Pagliacci already in Europe. We sang together Turandot. We sang together La Juif. We sang together L'Elisir d'Amore, Carmen. So now we are preparing our next opera together. It will be Otello in the Vienna State Opera.
Ah, Otello.
And Turandot.
And we have a new project of recording.
CDs and a lot of concerts. So we are very happy because it's important for us. As soon, Malena doesn't go to the school yet, so she's traveling with us everywhere. It's very important.
Is she here?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, she's... Oh.
No, it's at home.
Oh, she's not here. Oh, I was like, wait, where is she? Bring her in here.
So she's preparing the dinner for us.
So it's very important for us to raise her together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great that we can be together.
Are there any roles you haven't performed together that you would love to perform together? Like, I would love to see the two of you in Tosca.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Maybe one
Me
day.
Too.
Yeah.
Who knows? Yes. Yeah. I would love to sing as well with Roberto once, Madama Butterfly.
I would like to sing with her, Adriana Lecouvreur, and because she's a great, great actress. You know, Alexandra, she's not only the beautiful voice with a wonderful technique, but she's a great actress. And it's very difficult to have baggage, you know, with you, this entire baggage. And she has that. And it's a real pleasure for me all the time to play with her. Because.
But it's great what you said about Tosca, because there is one review here after the Pagliacci. He wrote that we saw already in the duet with Ned D'Antonio, the second act. Act of Tosca. Exactly, I have the Tosca on the stage, the rape scene.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful role. Actually, the very first two CDs that I bought when I was a teenager, I used to play violin. It was Cavalieri Pagliacci with Maria Callas. Mm-hmm. And since then, I was dreaming to sing the role. Mm-hmm. And the Tosca. It was the very first two CDs.
I think
so
she will sing one day because she's very...
Courageous
and temperamental.
And the voice has changed as well since I gave birth to my daughter. So, because as you mentioned, I debut here with Olympia, so very coloratura stuff,
mm-hmm.
Very light role. And now the voice, it's completely different.
So you mentioned Maria Callas. So would you say that she was your, someone you looked up to, a mentor, someone you...
No, my mother. My mother's opera singer. She's my teacher. And I grew up in the very musical family. And my mother was absolutely madly in love with Maria Callas. So maybe that's why when I always heard her like a small kid talking about her, maybe this is what provoked me, let's say, to buy the first CD. But of course, it's one of the, it's absolutely the legend. Nobody can doubt and argue with this. So absolutely, in some of the roles, she's maybe the best ever.
Roberto, who was your, who did you look up to as, well, as an opera singer?
Everybody, because I have a lot of respect for singers. And I am a real meloman, you know. I love opera, and I have a big collection of CDs, and I spend a lot of time listening everybody. But you know, it depends of the day. You know, one day I awake, I love Gedda. Another day I awake, it's Gilli. Another day it's Del Monaco. Another day it's like this.
Mario
this
Lanza.
Is the beauty. Mario Lanza. I love Mario Lanza.
And sure. Frank Sinatra.
I've been speaking with tenor Roberto Alagna with his wife, soprano Alexandra Kurzak, who are starring together in Pagliacci at the Metropolitan Opera. There are only 6 remaining performances left, so catch it while you can. Roberto, Alexandra, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. Good
pleasure.
Thank you
so much.